Now on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, this is the Bears Coaches Show with Bears head coach Mark Trestman, the coaching staff, and Bears management. The Bears Coaches Show is brought to you by McDonald's of Chicagoland in Northwest Indiana and sponsored by Miller Lite, University of Phoenix, and Walgreens. Now from Hallis Hall, here's the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
And good evening, everybody, and happy holidays. Welcome to the Bears Coaches Show here at 630 on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM, and from the Chicago Bears Network studios at Hallis Hall, we're brought to you by McDonald's. Good to be with you tonight. We're here until 7:30 with the head coach Mark Trestman, and later with defensive line coach Mike Fair. Good evening. How you doing?
Jeff, doing well.
You mentioned something today. I thought I'd start out with this question right out of the gate. You said everybody needs to have amnesia. So my first question is, can you teach amnesia?
Well, I think there our guys have done a good job all year of dealing with what happened on the previous Sunday, Monday, or Thursday, and move forward. I think this is something that comes through the course of the season, and the NFL is a fluid season where all good and bad happens, and a lot of bad happened yesterday, and the guys got a couple days to put it out of their system and come back in ready to go, and I think they will. I've said that many weeks, and I think for the most part they've done that.
It does carry on a total different significance, though, when you look at this is it. This is the play-in game. This is the playoff game to get in. So the fact is that if this happened in week five, and while you do put focus on only one game at a time and each game is its own season, in this case at the end of the year versus week five, you're going to be less worried about what happened yesterday this week than you would be in a week five when you got 11 more weeks
to go. Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, what we've taken each game is this is the most important game of the season. Now, this is the most important game of the season, so this is it. We've been preparing and you know, for that. We had a great opportunity yesterday. We didn't take advantage of it. We all know that, and that's behind us now. We've got to move forward, and we have as a coaching staff, and I know our players will on Wednesday.
Given what happened yesterday, in particular, what happened because defensively because of what you had said, you know, there was some progress starting to come. You thought you're getting a boost, and you did get some boost from Lance being on the field, getting guys lined up right. Did it even surprise you at just the ease by which Philadelphia appeared to move up and down the field?
It did. It was very disappointing. It goes to all three sides of the ball, but specifically the defensive side that, you know, we had made progress over the last couple of weeks. As I said to the media today, we certainly aren't where we wanted to be, but this group in training was doing better, these younger guys, and we didn't get it done yesterday on multiple levels.
Did you go through it with a fine-tooth comb to calculate the numbers of missed tackles or the things like that went on, and do you still feel those are correctable for week 17 with everything on the line?
Yeah, we played an unusually explosive football team yesterday. I think that was part of it. We expected to miss some tackles with the speed and the explosiveness of those two players. We didn't expect to miss nearly 20 tackles, which we did. So that's terribly disappointing. I mean, it's tough to, you can't practice tackling, during the season other than to play the games. And, this is something that's universal throughout teams, but way too much in our account yesterday, and I know our guys realize that.
And the crazy thing about it is you look at offenses, and that's a big part of your background, the simplicity of the minimal volume of types of plays, it appeared, from the Philadelphia Eagles you alluded to earlier today. It really didn't have that. You kept seeing the same thing being run.
We did. They only have four or five run plays, and they didn't really use a large quantity of passes. They had multiple screens and some down the field throws, and we all saw it. We just didn't get it done.
You mentioned something today too that I haven't heard you mention, and not a lot of teams screen you to death like Philadelphia can, and all the misdirection. But you said the screen fits. Is it very much like a run fit?
Certainly is. You got to get contained. You got to bring everything back into the pursuit. And again, on that issue, notwithstanding the fact that McCoy is one of the more
Deshaun Jackson, McCoy are
extremely explosive, and I think elite type of players. We didn't do a sufficient job in that area either.
And then offensively, again, a three and out, and then everything goes south on you because of circumstances.
Yeah, there's no excuse for that. I mean, three and out's a three and out. They happen all the time. We had three third down plays we didn't convert on. We weren't clean in our run game. We tried to establish some form of a run early, a couple of runs in a row, and so forth. And Matt didn't get a chance to hit the line of scrimmage before somebody got a piece of his leg or his upper body where he had to restart himself and get going. And we didn't get the production certainly that we needed to continue drives that way as well.
And then if you're throwing it and trying to get the ball to Alshon and Brandon, but they're blitzing all over the place, but the type of coverage that they played, what was it for those who were watching the game? From my point of view, it almost looked like an umbrella back there with the safeties back deep there and the corners.
Yeah, they were bracketing
yeah,
based
both
on
of
releases.
Those two big guys.
They were bracketing quite a bit. We had a couple of early throws to Martellus. We hit him on an out route for a first down. We were low on one on a potential first down, the second one, third down of the game. We didn't get that one converted. But overall, we had opportunities we got some one-on-ones. We took some shots up the field, probably an overuse of shot plays, once it got to be 21-0. We didn't get a PI. We just couldn't get anything, couldn't make a play, couldn't get an explosive play going. We were close, but that didn't get us anywhere as well. So, you start out with three and out. You have a short punt. They get a short touchdown. You kick a great return, and you don't want to turn it over, and you do, and you give them another short field. And before you know it, things can get out of hand very quickly. And because of the explosiveness of their offense, you're probably trying to push it a little bit too much on your offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, well, before your seventh snap offensively, you're down 21 points.
Yeah, it was...
That's hard.
highly unusual. I don't think any of us saw it coming, and we just couldn't get started.
And it makes it difficult to call, right? It makes difficult
to call. Well, that's part of the game. I mean, there's no excuses there. As I said, we got a drive going, and then we had two sacks.
Yeah, that's the one. Can I just stop you right there? Because
sure.
That's the one I was going to bring up. Because if that one turns out, now you're talking maybe about a whole different scenario. Two scores is not insurmountable, even three scores early in a game. But that drive turns out to be very important with two sacks at the end of the drive.
Yeah, the two sacks really hurt us. And, it's something that we could have avoided. We didn't get it done and forced a punt and really took a little bit of the energy out of us at that point in time.
All right. So what's the silver lining?
The silver lining is that we played a team that had 48 points put on them a week earlier. And that was my first point to the guys. I mean, you have to really give the Eagles a lot of credit. They went into Minnesota and they got beat handily, but they didn't let that stop them from great preparation and a well-deserved win. There are... I think they're a very good picture of what we can do if we set our jaws right and we get focused on what we got to get done. Certainly, a motivation isn't an issue, and energy shouldn't be as well.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach Mark Trestman and WBBM's Jeff Joniak continues.
Snap is back. Eagles blitzing again. It's picked up. Jay throws left side to the five. It's caught. Martellus Bennett has the ball at the 2-yard line and out of bounds. First down for the Bears, 29-yard connection.
And Martellus Bennett, the Bears' Player of the Week, brought to you by McDonald's, proud partner of the Chicago Bears. Five catches, including that one that set up Brandon Marshall's touchdown catch. Welcome back to the Chicago Bears Network Studios. Jeff Joniak here on the Bears Coaches Show with head coach Mark Trestman. We're with you until 7:30 tonight as the Bears get ready for an NFC North Division Championship battle between the Bears and Packers. The way this season has gone throughout the league, you got to love the way they schedule it, don't you? I mean, how'd they know? How'd they know it was going to come down to this?
Yeah.
How'd they know the NFC East? All four champions in the NFC have yet to be crowned. And they're, where is this at? I got to find this because you will appreciate this, I know. I believe at 13 of the 16 games next weekend still impact the playoffs. So there are tons of scenarios.
Yeah, this is a league of a lot of very good teams and teams of equal talent and equal ability where anybody can win each and every week. And, we talked to our guys this week. If we could have said when we walked into the building during the OTAs that we could be playing for the NFC North title at home against a rival like the Green Bay Packers, we really wouldn't be able to ask for more. And we got it. So... We're going to put this one behind us, and we, as Jay said it best, the Philadelphia Eagles are done, and we're on to the Green Bay Packers.
And, the beauty of this, too, is for a veteran, they've been around the block a while. They've had tough losses. Younger guys, now you hope the vets pick them up. You and the coaching staff pick these guys up as well. I even heard Kyle Long today reflecting on, you know, a high school game, but it's still something that he remembers. He was playing defense, and he was facing Russell Wilson. He was trying to chase Russell Wilson, and they destroyed his high school football team. And you don't forget those things, but you do learn from every single thing.
Absolutely, you do. And we got some veterans here. They'll set the tone. We've got a coaching staff that'll do the same, and we'll move forward just like we have throughout the season.
The other silver lining we talked about, and you talk about setting your job, it feels like you can handle a lot better when you got out of the game healthy.
We did.
So you're healthy.
Yeah, we're a healthy football team. We got a chance to restart ourselves, and we got an important game to play. So it's all out there in front of us, and well, our guys will come in with great attitude and energy on Wednesday, and they'll be ready to go and dig into the game plans and get started.
And that's not the case, around the league. You know, word hit today, Tony Romo could have a back injury that would potentially knock him out. It's not official from the Cowboys, but you look at that scenario heading into their championship game, so to speak. The Packers with a bunch of injuries as well. We'll update you throughout the course of the week on that as well. And you'll get asked repeatedly until the Packers say so, but it doesn't matter who quarterbacks, you said it. The fact is, it's still the Packers' offense, and they will run the ball. They will try to run the ball.
Absolutely. Things aren't going to change. The most important thing this week is to take care of the Chicago Bears, and that's what we can control, and that is in our preparation, our focus, our work ethic, our energy, and the things that are necessary to detail our workout for Sunday.
What things did you see, and you alluded to it earlier today, on Lance Briggs' return? Over 50 snaps yesterday.
Yeah, I thought Lance gave great energy, ran to the ball, was physical. Really good start for him. Came out a few times, cramped up one time, which was expected amidst all the plays that he ran without playing for the last couple of months. So I think that was good news. He got whatever. If there was any rust there, it's out of him now, and I think that'll just benefit us next week.
And you mentioned also corrections that can be made in the framework of whatever game plan you have for the Packers. So those things would be, no doubt, technique, fundamentals, things that people don't.
It's the same stuff. It's over the last 2 weeks, me saying we're getting a little bit better, to taking another step back, and we got to get back to where we were and what we were getting to in the Cleveland game. That's we got to get to that point, and even do a little bit better this time around.
When you're in that midst of that, what's going through your mind other than, you know, you got to help, you know, call the plays and so forth, but, you know, it's just continually slipping away, and you're looking at the clock, come on, end, so we can move on to the next game already at this point, because at some point, you know, there's no way you're coming back.
Yeah, it wasn't that way for three quarters,
right,
or two and a half quarters. You're just trying to do the best you can to put the guys in a position to be at their best. So that's what you're focused on with each and every play call from the offensive side of it. And then, you know, you're trying to encourage your coaches as well to hang in there, keep calling them, do what you have to do to stop them, do what we have to do to make the plays. Talking to Joe about what's going on special teams wise. We had a couple things brewing. We never got it done because of field position or whatever. But those are some of the things that go on. And then, there came a point in the game where we said the best thing we can do is to get Jay out of there, to get our receivers out of there and move forward.
Here's the snap, Jay to throw, front left side of the end zone, the pass is caught for the touchdown. Touchdown Bears, Brandon Marshall, working on Kerry Williams, back shoulder throw, connects.
Our player of the game brought to you by Tempur-Pedic, Brandon Marshall with the touchdown catch, his 11th, and the only touchdown of the game last night for the Bears in Philadelphia. Welcome back to the Chicago Bears Network studios here at Halas Hall. We're brought to you by McDonald's here with one more segment with Mark Trestman before he gets back to work, ready for the Green Bay Packers. Let's break down that play. Why not? The throw to Brandon for the touchdown.
I wish it wasn't just one.
I know, but
that's a run-pass option at the goal line, and so we're going to run the ball. If we get a shell look where they're doubling outside, then we'll go ahead and run the football. We've had a lot of success on that this year, and teams do it all throughout the league. And we get a matchup we like, and one-on-one out there, what better than, Cutler to Marshall. So, Jay made a terrific throw, and Brandon, a great catch.
All right, let's start talking Packers. What'd you learn from the first meeting that can benefit you in this one?
Well, I'm not going to tell too much. I think we match up well. I think we played well in all three phases. You know, they've got a very good offense. They've got receivers who make plays. We've watched them on tape for the last 8-9 weeks because obviously similar opponents and things like that. So we get a chance to watch them. And you know, Matt Flynn's done a nice job. Their receiving core is they got these young guys. They just make terrific catches, one-on-one coverage, and you know, some are nameless, Jones, and they've got
Boykin.
Boykin. These young guys are really doing a good job making big plays, and their running game certainly. I know Lacey got hurt, but they got a little bit of running game, so they continue to improve. And then defensively, you know, Clay Matthews got hurt his thumb again yesterday, and you know, he'll be questionable. But nevertheless, Dom Capers just does a tremendous job, and you know, with their defense, he knows how to cover up his weaknesses that he has. They've got two tackles inside that are as good as anybody we face, and you know, their linebackers are active. AJ Hawk is you know, having a very good season. He's good in coverage, makes plays, and is always around the football. And their back end, really good. They as good a back end in terms of disguising coverages, and they got a lot of different combination coverages that they play. They're well schooled, and it wasn't easy the first time around. It won't be easy this time either.
All right, 27-20 Bears win in that game at Green Bay. Do you buy into any of this? You know, Billy Davis, the coordinator for the Eagles, learned a lot from Dom Capers. Does mm-hmm. he look at the tape, the Dom, and see what happened and try and do some of the same things?
Well,
the defenses are totally different.
Well, you know, Dom is gonna look at the tape, obviously, and there are similarities, quite frankly, into some of the things they do structurally on the defensive side of the ball, which we saw in our first game. We'll expect you know, some of that as well as we get there when we get to the Soldier Field on Sunday.
You will get together on Wednesday on Christmas Day and have some work done there. But the real practice and the hard work and getting ready for this game begins on Thursday for both teams, as I think I read on the Packers as well. But can you give me an idea of what these players might be thinking when they know this is it? This is it for the chance to win a division title, and whatever happened prior is irrelevant. It's all about every snap of this game.
Yeah, they're getting ready right now in their own way. They've got to. Number one is to take the emotional aspects out of yesterday's game and try to, you know, get their rest and build their energy into Wednesday. They'll come in. They'll be focused. It'll be serious. But you know, our guys will be loose. I mean, we don't believe you can have a championship environment without having a sense of humor as well. So they'll keep it loose. There's time to do that during the course of the day. But at the same time, we're in meetings, when we're in walkthroughs, as it has been all year. It'll be extremely focused and businesslike, and we'll get a lot done and get them ready to practice on Thursday.
Would you be able to tell if there's any hangover from something like this,
you know,
during the course of practice?
As I've said, I haven't been able to tell whether we won or lost any Wednesday that our guys have shown up. They've been extremely compliant since the first day we've got here in a new program. They've done everything we've asked them to do. They've done it with an energy level and a focus that you know, we really appreciate as coaches. You know, through the adversity we've had and through the success, they've been very, very mature in their demeanor, and I don't expect anything different on Wednesday.
Fans, what do you want from them?
All they can bring.
Sunday at 3:25.
All they can bring. Don't give any tickets to Green Bay fans. We need everybody. We'll need all the noise they can bring, and we're excited to play at home and to do things in Chicago. We couldn't ask for more.
Well, you know, if anybody thinks, however you look at a team, okay, yeah, so the Bears have, you know, had some issues defensively, given up a lot of run yards. It doesn't all matter, because the last three Super Bowl champions, for example, had to go through wild card weekend to get there. So there's significance. There's significance in getting there.
Yeah, there is. I mean, we're at the it's our first playoff game. Our guys know that, and we know we got to be at our best, and we're excited to get started.
All right, Mark, good luck, and happy holidays.
Thanks,
to you and your family and everybody else out there. Mark Trestman, Bears Coaching Show.
Same to our fans as well.
Exactly, and we'll continue on with Mike Fair when we come back.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach Mark Trestman, and this hour featuring defensive line coach Mike Fair, brought to you by McDonald's of Chicagoland in Northwest Indiana and sponsored by North Shore University Health System and Verizon. Once again, the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
Foles again of the gun. Goes back to throw. Looks left. Looks middle. Now looks right. Now nowhere to go. Hemmed in. Dancing around. Hit from behind and sacked. Brought down by Corey Wooten.
Yes.
Corey Wooten at the sack at the 35-yard line of Nick Foles.
And one of two sacks the Bears had last night. They manage in Philadelphia. Corey Wooten gets one. And welcome back to the Bears Coaches Show here at Halas Hall. Brought to you by McDonald's at the Chicago Bears Network Studios. Pleased to be joined by my pal Mike Fair. How you doing, bud?
Doing good.
Yeah, it was rough, huh? It was rough to watch.
It was
rough.
A rough one.
Yeah. How do you guys work your way through that one defensively?
You know what? All year it's been that next play mentality. So we got to live it right now and do it. We got our butts kicked and let's get ready to go again.
I don't want to say complication, because the thing we talked about, Coach Trestman, they didn't run a whole lot of plays.
Right.
They just had they had go-to plays and they were running them and see what they get. But what's the complication of facing an offense like that? So quick, the tempo and to the line of scrimmage. And did you guys feel any effects from that?
Well, you know, the thing is, when you watch them, I mean, the plays that they do, you see, but they have a lot of different options off those plays.
Sure.
So it's just it's rules ball is what it is. Everybody's got rules and they make you play that way. So they did a good job, talking about Philly, and we just have to, learn by it, learn from it, and fix it, and let's get ready to go again.
So when you say rules, it would be true for any offense that comes at you in a certain way, correct?
Yeah, and these guys have different options with the way they do it, with the getting a no huddle and then getting calls from the sideline. They don't huddle at all, and they get signals from the sideline. They're kind of checking out what you're doing, and again, it's just one of those deals where, it's not like the tempo feels like it's faster than it really is, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean? That where they're snapping the ball, they're still, just what you said, it's not like they had a ton of plays, but it's just the way that they go about doing it, without the huddle and all that.
7:06 here on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. Pardon me, I knew I was going to start. Excuse me. This Sunday's game against the Green Bay Packers brought to you by Nike. The first 40,000 fans enter Soldier Field receive a Nike Bears Eye Black. You don't hear that every day, Greg Miller. Bears Eye Black. So hopefully it'll be a great event at Soldier Field on Sunday as the Bears try and win the NFC North. Some of the things that in the run game that happened yesterday that you thought maybe were getting better cropped up again. What were some of the things you were most disappointed with?
Well, the biggest thing is just, and I'll speak for us up front, just finishing on the ball and just finishing off, getting off blocks and getting there. And that's the part that we're going to, we're emphasizing. We just need to get, keep doing that and keep emphasizing it and do it. We've gotten better, but, it's just, it could be just a couple different guys in different spots. And you just have to, everybody just has to finish on the ball. And make sure, we're just playing as hard as we can, finishing, every play.
Is it some of the idea in this case with the Eagles, the type of offensive lineman they had? They're not huge guys. They're pretty athletic on the move.
They are. They're really good on the move. They're excellent on the move. And they do a nice job using their hands and getting on you. And so, and you could see it on tape. And that's pretty much the way they have done a good job with their blocking that way. So we just have to keep working at it and just get better from it.
Bears defensive line coach Mike Fair, our guest here on the Bears Coaches Show from Halas Hall, the Chicago Bears Network Studios. It's 7:08. Time to step away from WBBM's traffic and weather together with the 8 Cent again. And here is Paula Fagan.
And in Lombard, watch out for a crash going on now at Finley and 22nd over to the expressways. Outbound Edens to Lake Cook 20 coming in, 26 on the Kennedy to Montrose 12. Out to O'Hare 27, the express lanes at 14. And they're pretty busy between Addison and Montrose. Inbound O'Hare to downtown at 24 from Montrose 14. On the Eisenhower outbound, the two left lanes are blocked at Western with a crash. Out to Mannheim 30 to Thorndale, you're looking at 43 minutes. In from Thorndale 46 and from Mannheim 23. Stevenson's clear in both directions. Outbound Ryan to 95th 19. 57 outbound and 175th. Watch out for a crash. Eastbound Jane Addams, right lane blocked at Lee Street with a crash and the backup start at Elmhurst Road. WBBM AccuWeather forecast. Extreme cold with dangerous temperatures and a low of 0 to 4 below. Wind chills of up to 15 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy cold, a high of 18. At O'Hare and Midway, 2 degrees, 1 degree along the lakefront. Get traffic and weather together on the 8s every 10 minutes on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Gallo Family Vineyards, the official wine of tailgate season. Gallo Family Vineyards offers you the best taste promise, the best reason to try a bottle. We're so confident that you'll like our wine, we're putting it in writing. If you're not completely satisfied, we want to hear from you. The Gallo family has been making quality wines for a reasonable price for over 75 years. Standing behind it is easy. Gallo Family Vineyards. We're all family.
If you want to know how to get hired, it pays to go right to the source. At University of Phoenix, we're talking to companies like AT&T, Sodexo, and Adobe about what they're looking for in future employees. They're helping us shape our curriculum to make sure today's classes help prepare you to pursue tomorrow's jobs. Because a degree should help prepare you for a career, right? Learn more at phoenix.edu. Let's get to work.
Airport, please.
What airline?
United.
Carolina?
United, por favor.
どちらの航空会社ですか?
United. United flies to more than 350 destinations in over 60 countries, more than any other airline. In every language, that's great big world friendly. United, fly the friendly skies.
Includes flights operated as United Express.
At First Merit Bank, we make it our business to help you grow your business, which is why we offer tailored solutions to meet your unique business needs, plus a full range of business lending solutions from buying your own building to financing a new piece of equipment to establishing a line of credit. So call us today to start the conversation at 855-FMERBIZ. That's 855-363-7249. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. Refer to banker for terms and conditions. Member FDIC.
Hit the beach with your favorite Chicago Bears players at Apple Vacations. Travel March 1st to Rio Palace Cabo San Lucas. 7 nights start from only $16.99, including air, all meals, drinks, and fun activities with your Bears hosts. Log on to applevacations.com/bears to book your trip today. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select March 1st departure, including charter air on Frontier, and taxes and fees, including 9/11 security fees. See airline website for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Bears fans, when the Bears win, you win with Papa John's Pizza. Get 50% off online orders of regular menu price items the day after every Bears win. Order online at PapaJohns.com using promo code BEARS. That's promo code B-E-A-R-S the day after every Bears victory. Bears win, you win. Only at PapaJohns.com at participating locations in the Chicagoland area.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach Mark Trestman, and this hour featuring defensive line coach Mike Baer. Brought to you by McDonald's of Chicagoland in Northwest Indiana and sponsored by North Shore University Health System and Verizon. Once again, the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
It's going to take everything. You know, we got to give everything we have next week for that game because it's live or die. You know, it's whether we make the playoffs or not. If we want to make a playoff run, you know, we have to play better defensively.
That is Corey Wooten after yesterday's loss here on the Bears postgame show on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM, and welcome back into the Bears Coaches Show here at the Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hattles Hall at 713 with Mike Fair. He said it all right there if you're a player, and I know we'll hear from Joe DeCamillis in a soundbite before our last segment of the show, but you know, if you have any doubt as a player about your ability to get up for this game, forget it. It's not the sport for you because it's all right there, and you get a second crack at winning the division title against your rival in the final week of the season to win the division and earn a right to have a home game. I mean, this is what it boils down to.
No question. That's
so, it. You know, Corey and the rest of your guys, do you have any doubt they'll be ready to go?
No. You know what? Corey hit it right on the head. I mean, that's the way everybody looks at it. And, again, it's that, you know, I said it a little bit earlier, just that next play, but this is really the next play. So, this is it now. We got to go.
What was going on the sidelines yesterday trying to get it fixed?
We were just trying to keep everybody, you know, under control. And they did. They did a good job as far as, hey, not getting too crazy down there and just drawing up the things that they were doing on us. Because they gave us different wrinkles, you know, and they do it every week. We knew they would. And just making our adjustments. And so that's the key part, you know, just everybody just staying under control and fixing it and getting it done.
How has, in your opinion, Jeremiah Ratliff played and what he's given you guys. And I didn't check the snap count yesterday. I don't know if you know it, but he was at 44 last week. Did he go up? Did he stay about the same?
Right around 42.
Okay.
41, 42.
So what's he giving you these days?
He's doing a nice job. Jeremiah, I mean, you guys, you know, his personality is really, really a nice personality to have in our meeting room with the Rush group. He's just a real serious, intense guy. So he brings it on the field the same way. His approach is really an approach that really you kind of see all the guys.
It kind of resonates in the room?
No question.
Yeah, resonates in the room.
Young guys see it, and he just, you know, and it's real. You know, it's a real type of personality. That he's very serious about what he does. So it's been a great.
But he likes paying it forward, too. You know, I interviewed him last week, and he had help from guys that he started his career with in Dallas, and he wants to continue to do the same thing
yes.
for young guys. So he works with everybody, and I know he's talked to everybody on the defensive line. And, you know, you don't have enough of those guys on any team, really, when you break it down. So that's a big plus for you, too. Do you at all worry about the confidence of your group, given what happened yesterday?
No, not at all. You know, you get your butt kicked, and but I look at our guys, I say, hey, we got to bounce back. And I look at, and, you know, Pep, and we've got those kind of guys, Corey, you know, Rat, I mean, Shay. I look at our guys, we're going to bounce back and you know, just we got to get back to basics again. And it's like day one ball. Again, we just all go back to basic technique and fundamentals. And, you know, we just got to get back to that.
So that's what practice will be like this week, huh?
That's it.
No question.
No question.
All right. Watch Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz live from the Chicago Bears Network studios at Hallis Hall every Wednesday and Thursday at 4:30 on Comcast Sportsnet Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. When you're dealing with a back like LeSean McCoy, he's got unbelievable vision. He's got the moves. Yeah, he's fast, but he's not like he's, you know, super Adrian Peterson fast, in my opinion anyway. But the vision to snake his way through holes, doesn't he? Isn't he something?
His footwork, man.
His footwork. That's
really,
the nail.
Really good. And you see it on tape. And you know, playing against him a couple years ago, you saw it. And the guy's, he's really good. He's a good player.
Slippery. But then you switch now, and if Eddie Lacy's healthy enough to play, tackling a horse like that, there's a level of want to. You have to want to do it, right?
No question.
Because he's gonna hurt you.
He's gonna bring it.
Yep. So is that a process too to get ready for a game? The want to tackle a back like that.
I think when you're playing football, I think that's just comes with it. And if you obviously get into this level, you know what it takes, and those kind of backs you're gonna see. And so you just have to understand the type of back that you're getting ready to face, whether it's a big power back or whether it's a cut on a dive type of back. So,
what's more difficult for a defensive lineman? So what type of back is more difficult to deal with for a defensive line, especially when you want to, you know, slow down the process right at the line of scrimmage so it doesn't get to that second and third level?
Yeah, you know, we're a penetrating type of defense. So the backs that are kind of those downhill backs we like. Because there's no dancing around. You go hit it, and everybody's different. I mean, they're all a little bit different. But we're a penetrating front, so in redirect, and so our guys, you know, it's those downhill backs you like playing against.
If you can't get up for this one, and you have an issue getting up for this one, then you really don't belong playing in the league, in my opinion. I mean, this is what you work for. You know, we don't want to all be sitting watching the games in a week. On the couch. You want to keep playing.
That is Joe DiCamillis, the Bears special teams coordinator here at Hallis Hall earlier today at the podium as we welcome you back to the Bears Coaches Show, our final segment of the night. And he kind of set, Mark talked about earlier in the show about setting your jaw a little bit. And I think that statement pretty much sets the tone for the week by Joe D, because you really now know what's in front of you. And as a player, it is up to you to get yourself as fired up and ready to play mentally and physically as possible for this matchup and play your best game. That's basically what he's saying. And that's what a tone setter does right there. That's what he did. That's what Joe D did.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's it. You come on, give
there,
me.
There, hey, there's.
You're
hey,
a fiery guy. Let me hear
there's
your fire.
Not an ounce is. And Joe D, I mean, if you don't look at this and say, if you don't get jacked up for this thing, This is it.
Yeah.
You win, you stay. You lose, you're out.
Hey, you know, interesting with that Eagles offense, and we talked about it early in the week last week, how would the Bears handle substitutions? Because you guys like to roll your defensive linemen and keep them fresh and It's not easy to do, though, because of how they operate. So what was the challenge with that yesterday?
You know, the biggest thing that you get with those guys, because they got guys up in the press box looking to see if you're trying to substitute, they'll even go quicker. They'll call the play in even quicker. So if they'll try to catch you with too many men on the field. So you, our guys, I know up front, when we roll our guys, you can't come out. If the ball is run to their sideline or at the end of the field where it's far away, it's like, hey, you look at it and say, hey, if they're ready to come out, you got to stay. You can't come out. So what we tried to do, and when I thought the guys did a good job, is when the ball got closer to our sideline, the end of the play, we'd roll it from there. And that was the whole idea in doing that, because that's what they try to do, is they try to get you to where, hey, catch you too many guys on the field. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. From the first Packer game to today,
yep.
What have you learned about the Packers that will help you on Sunday in this game?
You know, and I'm watching them right now. I mean, they're running the ball. You watch the way they're running the ball with, and Stark 44 is back, and Lacy's back there, and I know he got hurt, but I mean, that's the thing that you look at, is they're running the ball better right now, I think, than when we first played them. So that's the biggest thing that we got to do, is come out and stop the run.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, Big Mike. Mike Fair, the Bears defensive line coach, here on the Bears Coaches Show. And listen to the next Bears All Access radio show, brought to you by Sports Authority, this Thursday at 6 p.m. on WSCR 670 AM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Earlier tonight with head coach Mark Trestman about the last week of the season.
This is a league of a lot of very good teams, and teams of equal talent and equal ability, where anybody can win each and every week. And you know, we talked to our guys this week. If we could have said when we walked into the building during the OTAs that we could be playing for the NFC North title at home against a rival like the Green Bay Packers, we really wouldn't be able to ask for more. And we got it. So we're gonna put this one behind us. And we, as Jay said it best, the Philadelphia Eagles are done, and we're on to the Green Bay Packers.
And, you know, the beauty of this, too, is for a veteran, they've been around the block a while. They've had tough losses. Younger guys, now you hope the vets pick them up. You and the coaching staff pick these guys up as well. I even heard Kyle Long today reflecting on, you know, a high school game, but it's still something that he remembers. He was playing defense, and he was facing Russell Wilson. He was trying to chase Russell Wilson, and they destroyed his high school football team. And you don't forget those things, but you do learn from every single thing.
Absolutely, you do. And we got some veterans here. They'll set the tone. We've got a coaching staff that'll do the same, and we'll move forward just like we have throughout the season.
The other silver lining we talked about, and you talk about setting your job, it feels like you can handle a lot better when you didn't get you got out of the game healthy.
We did.
So you're healthy.
Yeah, we're a healthy football team. You know, we got a chance to restart ourselves, and we got an important game to play. So it's all out there in front of us, and well, our guys will come in with great attitude and energy on Wednesday, and they'll be ready to go and dig into the game plans and get started.
And that's not the case, you know, around the league. You know, word hit today, Tony Romo could have a back injury that would potentially knock him out. It's not official from the Cowboys, but you look at that scenario heading into their championship game, so to speak. The Packers with a bunch of injuries as well. We'll update you throughout the course of the week on that as well. And you'll get asked repeatedly until the Packers say so, but it doesn't matter who quarterbacks, you said it. The fact is, it's still the Packers' offense, and they will run the ball. They will try to run the ball.
Absolutely. Things aren't going to change. The most important thing this week is to take care of the Chicago Bears, and that's what we can control, and that is in our preparation, our focus, our work ethic, our energy, and the things that are necessary to detail our workout for Sunday.
What things did you see, and you alluded to it earlier today, on Lance Briggs' return? Over 50 snaps yesterday.
Yeah, I thought Lance gave great energy, ran to the ball, was physical. You know, really good start for him. Came out a few times, cramped up one time, which was expected amidst all the plays that he ran without playing for the last couple of months. So I think that was good news. He got whatever, if there was any rust there, it's out of him now, and I think that'll just benefit us next week.
And you mentioned also corrections that can be made in the framework of whatever game plan you have for the Packers. So those things would be, no doubt, technique, fundamentals, the things that people don't.
It's the same stuff. It's the same stuff. It's over the last 2 weeks, me saying we're getting a little bit better, to taking another step back, and we've got to get back to where we were and what we were getting to in the Cleveland game. That's we got to get to that point, and even do a little bit better this time around.
When you're in that midst of that, what's going through your mind other than, you know, you got to help, you know, call the plays and so forth, but, you know, it's just continually slipping away, and you're looking at the clock, come on, end, so we can move on to the next game already at this point, because at some point, you know, there's no way you're coming back.
Yeah, it wasn't that way for three quarters,
right,
or two and a half quarters. You're just trying to do the best you can to put the guys in a position to be at their best. So that's what you're focused on with each and every play call from the offensive side of it. And then, you know, you're trying to encourage your coaches as well to hang in there, keep calling them, do what you have to do to stop them,